Just in time for Apple Blossom, a sensory-friendly night at the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. Two special guests to tell us all about it. We have Jennifer Coleman, who is museum educator at Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. And we also have Molly Connor Hall, who is an occupational therapist at Valley Health. Jennifer, I'm going to start with you. Good morning. And this is something that the museum does on a quarterly basis as far as sensory-friendly, and maybe a word about the history here.
Sure. So the Discovery Museum has been doing this for 3 years now. We do them quarterly in the evenings, and it is meant for families with children with special needs so that they can come and enjoy the museum as a family unit. It is free to these families, and we do all sorts of different accommodations in the museum where we turn down the lights, and we have some sensory bins and other special activities that are designed for these children with special needs.
So now, in addition to the quarterly events that you have, just in time for Apple Blossom, you've got an Apple Blossom theme coming up on Thursday, May the 2nd. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so from 6 p.m., we'll be doing an Apple Blossom theme, sort of carnival-themed sensory-friendly night. We'll have some face paint going on, a person doing balloon creatures. We'll have a magician doing some magic tricks. We'll have carnival games. We'll have some popcorn. And then we have some other activities that are sort of our normal activities. So we have animal-assisted therapy dogs, some art activities. So we'll have a variety of things. And then the police department will be providing a car that the kiddos can climb in and pretend to be the driver and check out the special autism car.
That is awesome. Molly Connor Hall, occupational therapist at Valley Health. Molly, maybe some more details about who the evening is for on May the 2nd and the accommodations.
Sure. This event is designed for families with children who have physical, cognitive, developmental, sensory processing, and emotional challenges. And we just set up some accommodations throughout the night to help support these guests. And it also is a great way for other families to connect with each other at the event. Some of the accommodations are that we lower the lights, we have cool down spaces, we have fine motor art activities, sensory bins, and animal-assisted therapy. And we also do a quiet half hour from 5:30 to 6, then where the museum's a little less busy, and it also gives some of our guests some extra time to adjust to being in the museum.
I think this is so, so cool because everybody's included for Apple Blossom. Everybody gets to participate. And just a tip of the headphones to the Discovery Museum and to the occupational therapist there at Valley Health. Apple Blossom's a time for everybody, right?
Exactly, yes.
And I really like the idea, too, that it connects families. You know, sometimes, I guess, when you have a child with special needs, you feel sort of isolated, but you get to connect and network with other families.
Right.
Jennifer, before we part, you wanted to thank some sponsors.
This event is sponsored by the ARC of Northern Shenandoah Valley, Tech Team Solutions LLC, and Valley Health.
And do families need to pre-register for the event on May 2nd?
Nope. Families do not need to pre-register. You can just stop on by. The event is free, so for families of children with special needs, come on down. Don't have to show up at 5:30. You can come whenever is convenient for you. As a reminder, though, their parking is limited because they're setting up for the Apple Blossom stuff that is occurring on Friday. So you may want to prepare to park further away and do a little bit of a walk down to the museum.
Excellent. If we want more information, what's the website and Facebook?
The website is discoverymuseum.net, and our Facebook page is Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum.
Jennifer Coleman, museum educator. Molly Connor Hall, occupational therapist at Valley Health. Thanks to you and what your staffs are doing, and best of luck on May 2nd.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.